You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, Black and White Sports supporters. Well, we're going to talk about Caitlin Clark again. We're getting close. Getting real close to that WNBA debut. I still can't believe that sentence is popping out of my hole, but it is. And a lot of people are fired up for it, and I think rightfully so. And we've got some interesting comparisons being drawn to Caitlin Clark and what her impact could be like. I have particular interest in one of these comparisons because I was a huge Larry Bird fan growing up. And Charles Barkley, Larry Bird were my two favorite players. So that's interesting. Then we've also got a little information about the fact that, oh my goodness, because of Alex Stein and Brittany Griner, they still think he was coming after Brittany Griner. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. He simply was trying to ask her some questions the mainstream media was too afraid to ask. Nonetheless, Caitlin Clark is getting a major security detail, at least at the start of her WNBA career. Before we jump into that, let's check this out. Her first trading card sold, and it grabbed 10,000 big ones, guys. That's right. Caitlin Clark is now taking over the sports memorabilia industry. After dominating college basketball for the last couple of years, she was taken first overall in the WNBA draft. Now her first professional card as part of Pianis? Is that right? Pianis? 2024 Instant WNBA Draft Night Series sold for $10,000, according to Darren Revelle. Interesting. Quote, the Clark Blue Viper 1-of-1 auto ranks as the sixth most expensive recorded sale of a card for the Iowa superstar. It was sold in a Dutch auction format, which the price dropping every 5 minutes until the product sells out. Because of heavy interest in Clark's collectibles, no drop was needed to find a buyer. Interesting. They didn't even have to wait anything out. In addition to a 101 10,000 Piani, also sold other variations of Clark's cards, ranging from a base card, which was priced at $9.99, to a non-autographed variant of a Blue Viper 1-of-1, which sold within minutes for $3,000. Interesting. That's interesting. I don't know. I saw an advertisement for that brand of card, and I know they've been around forever. I used to be a huge baseball card and football card collector. We're talking 20 years ago. You know, all through the, like, 1985 Topps and Dunruss and Fleer days. You know, all the way through Bowman football, maybe 12 years ago, something like that, I collected. None of those cards are worth anything. Those football cards are worth something later, and I still got them. But the baseball cards, worth nothing because of the steroid era and saturation. It's sad. So, anyway, let's get to this. The AP with an interesting article, but the general manager of the Indiana Fever is drawing some serious comparisons here, folks. So, Lynn Dunn was asked to compare Caitlin Clark to a pair of birds. Sue, who Dunn drafted number one overall in 2002, and Larry, who turned the Boston Celtics into an instant contender in 1979. Quote, I see many characteristics between Sue and Caitlin Clark. Some 20 years later, when I look at great guards I've seen over the last how many years? Now 28 years, Caitlin has potential. If she stays healthy, adapts quickly to physicality of this league, she has the potential to have that kind of career. Clark's presence already created waves for franchise trying to end a 7-year postseason drought. It goes on to talk about the ticket sales booming that we've been talking about and covering at great length on the channel. Basically, she's selling out everywhere. But this got my attention. Major security. And I found this interesting because, now look, the AP is the one that referenced Brittany Griner here. not Caitlin Clark. So you got to keep that in mind. We know how the AP is, their mainstream media darlings. Clark's popularity, her collision with a fan during a court storming at Ohio State last season, and last spring's airport run-in involving Brittany Griner, what, have prompted Indiana to put a premium on safety, with the first big test coming at Friday's preseason opener in Dallas. You know what's crazy? Because I made the video about Brittany Griner and Alex Stein, right? Alex was just walking alongside of her, asking her questions. Yes, they were uncomfortable questions, but just because the mainstream media didn't know who Alex Stein was, didn't mean that he wasn't asking viable questions. And, oh, by the way, half the country does know who Alex Stein is. So I'm just throwing that out there. Quote, I'm sure everybody would say they'd rather be flying charter all the time, and that would definitely help, Clark said. But I think the Fever organization has done a really good job of getting ahead of things. There's going to be a lot of security traveling with us. There will be certain plans of how we're going to navigate through airports. It's not just for us. It's for everybody in the WNBA. Everybody has to navigate it. I guess my point I'm getting to is, could I see Caitlin Clark drawing a massive crowd? Yes. Did Brittany Griner have a massive crowd around her? Nope. She was walking through there, and literally nobody cared that she was there. And Alex was only there to ask her questions the mainstream media wouldn't ask her about being locked up in Russia. So, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. They would go on to say here, Coach Christy Sides already detected how Clark's trademark logo three-pointers will help Indiana space the floor, and teammates have raved about Clark's nifty, crisp passes. We covered that earlier. The combination has some outside of the organization projecting a championship run. Inside Game Bridge Fieldhouse, though, the expectations are more grounded. Like Lynn said, the idea of winning a championship right away, let's be realistic, Side said. When you talk to players, they're always thinking about, we can win today, we can win every day. Our main goal is we want to make the playoffs. That's our main goal. So, you come down here, and they're talking about Larry Bird. Larry Bird won championships, three MVPs with the Celtics before returning to the league as coach and later president of basketball operations with his home state, Indiana Pacers. Sue Bird won five Olympic gold medals and four titles with the Seattle Storm and is now part of the team's ownership group. I think I can see the, you know what, maybe the comparisons I can see the best out of everybody we've talked about in Caitlin Clark, Larry Bird seems to be maybe the most fitting, and no, it's not because he's white, okay? But, yeah, I can see some similarities there because I've talked about this. Yes, Michael Jordan blew the NBA up, but it was Larry and Magic that really started launching the NBA before Michael came along. And we've talked about the NBA, the finals were on tape delay and was broadcasted late at night. The NBA didn't even have finals live on TV. They were on tape delay after the local news went off. And that changed when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird entered the league and their popularity blew the league up coming out of college. Between that and some flawless commissionership by David Stern, God rest his soul, he was a great commissioner, maybe the greatest of my lifetime in any sport. They blew that league up. Could there be some similarities here? I don't know. You don't have that commissioner, WNBA. So, while Dunn acknowledges there are plenty of promising signs for the future of Clark in Indiana, she is also doing her part to politely downplay the immediate expectations with hope that Clark's career will soar like the Bird's. Let's hope she has the same impact on this franchise that Larry had on his franchise. I think the great thing about her is that she makes everybody better on the court. When she's out there, she has an impact on people. She's very unselfish, and she's an excellent passer. Does she have potential to have a huge impact on the program? I think so. I mean, you would like to say, well, maybe this coach and this general manager, Dunn's the general manager, is trying to manage expectations, but I don't know that comparing her to Larry Bird and Sue Bird are going to manage it. Somewhere, Megan Rapinoe is smiling that her schnookums got mentioned in this article. God, no. Oh, boy. Anyway, you get the point. I can see the similarities, especially with Larry Bird and the state of the league, which was not in a good place, just like the WNBA. And in saunters, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. Now, I don't know that the WNBA can achieve that just based on one thing. Who's the other player that came in the league? Angel Reese, is she going to move some kind of needle? Because the players in the league currently, we've said it before, we've talked about it ad nauseum, they haven't moved the needle, no matter what. Even Brittany Griner and all her drama moved nothing last year at all. You know, attendance-wise or ratings-wise. I don't want to hear that the ratings went up to 600,000. That's not good. Come on, stop it. My goodness. When AEW Wrestling, which has had a ratings plummet, is still beating you, don't be bragging. Just don't. Tell me what you think. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.